as awesome as it was watching the Chiefs just get their absolute ass kicked last night in the Super Bowl, we wake up this morning with the realization.
What's that?
The NFL season is over.
Yeah,
we have nothing to do on Sundays until July when preseason starts again. But before we send off this 2024-2025 NFL season,
where we at?
We have one last thing to take care of. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Brunch, just Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF's one of our most popular segments, because we don't understand you people, is Tommy Tells It Like It Is, where Tommy makes picks for the upcoming Bills game, completely confident, blindly walking in, knowing nothing about football, and falling on his face all the time.
Yes.
It's essentially Charlie Brown with the football, except he doesn't understand that the football's going to get pulled everywhere.
I had a couple of good runs.
No, you didn't, actually. You had more offers than you had twofers.
I think you started hot.
Yeah, very hot.
So we can't figure out why Tommy is so bad at this, picking games on Friday that happen on Sunday. And we decided, when the playoffs started, to see if Tommy prognosticating multiple weeks would actually help him.
Okay.
So we decided to give Tommy a couple of picks how the playoffs in the NFL would go. And he made those picks 4 weeks ago.
All right.
And we said when the Super Bowl was over, the day after, we would replay those picks. So now it is time to see if your long-term predictions
and memory.
Well, I know you don't remember anything you picked.
I don't.
So we're all going to find out together. Kimmy, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's make it happen.
Tommy told it like it is. And now we find out how it was. Mulay, excuse post-game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
Let's get to our first Mulay playoff prediction.
Let's do it.
On CMF. Over, under. And it's been all the talk the last couple of weeks.
Does he get it? He don't get it.
Exactly. One MVP. For Josh,
is it a Splitsky still getting it?
Well, one half would be a push.
That he's
I'll take the over.
You'll take the over. You think he's the MVP?
He should be.
Okay, no,
I mean, if you base it on, because they talk about Lamar, right?
Lamar Jackson.
And they're basically saying they think everybody seems to think Lamar is the most talented quarterback, but he also has one of the greatest running backs that basically he's got a bulldozer behind him that helps him.
Agreed, 100%.
So you got to say Josh is doing more with less.
Yep.
So it's got to be him.
Just to be clear,
talk.
You are over one half an MVP for Bills quarterback Josh Allen.
Yes.
Damn, son!
Come on, called it.
Look at that!
Called it.
You sounded like an actual sports talking head there.
How about that?
Wow!
Yeah.
What were you?
I remember that.
What were you listening to the day
who
before?
Who said it first?
I don't know.
Oh, you're 1-0.
Look at that.
Oh my God!
All right, so that's it.
No.
All right, coming up.
Wait. You don't remember any of the picks. How do you know that you didn't do better on the second one?
Yeah.
What if the key to you picking the games is picking a month ahead of time?
All right,
let's get to our second pick from a Mulay postgame playoff Monday on CMF. Over, under, 2.5 wins for your Buffalo Bills in the playoffs.
I say their balls are going to be in that dome.
Wow.
Balls in dome.
So you see,
put that on a T-shirt. You sell it at a truck stop.
You'd sell a lot of those at a truck stop. You think Josh is taking this team to New Orleans for the Super Bowl?
It has to happen. This is it.
No, it doesn't. Okay,
this
I hate when
shot.
You do this. No, it's not your shot. You said last year and the year before was your shot, and they just keep getting better.
Your double last year.
This has felt like a magical season.
To say that it's now or never is a stupid take.
Well,
that is
stick
a
around, brother.
Okay, so to be clear, you have the Bills over 2.5 wins in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, obviously they didn't go.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I do find it interesting that you see a loss in the AFC Championship game as a failure of a season.
It is.
No, it's.
It felt like it is.
It is a failure.
Because it was against the Chiefs.
And you've been. You should be over this by now.
Yeah.
You should have this team figured out by now.
It's a rebuilding year. They didn't have. I mean, look last night.
But you got there.
Last night, you saw when a team has a legitimate deep threat. How vulnerable that Chiefs defense is. And I mean, the Bills didn't have that this year. It wasn't something they were able to pull off. But next year.
Ooh.
Oh, next year, buddy. You're 1-1. That's not terrible.
That's tough in this league.
It's a Mulay postgame excuse playoff Monday. A month ago, he made picks involving the entire playoffs as we ran an experiment to see if it was just the weekly picks that were throwing him off, if he could prognosticate better with more time involved.
Yes.
Now, let's get to our third pick from Tommy here on CMF. Over, under 2.5 home playoff games for the Bills.
Well, I'm thinking the Bills are, this is it.
Yeah, but you would.
And it's all going to line up.
But even if they continue, like it doesn't.
Stop that.
This is more, Chiefs lose? Yeah. That's what we're.
Well, the Bills would also have to win two games.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that
one. You're going over, you idiot.
Yeah, three home games. Damn. How exciting would that be, though, bro?
The Bills had
freaking cool.
But here's the thing.
This is like Jim Kelly days.
It wasn't that long ago the Bills had the opportunity to do that. And again, if you have BTSD, Bills Traumatic Stress Disorder, change the station. Again, you have to handle business potentially against the Ravens to even have a shot.
The Ravens are the only team that scare me.
Okay. You're not scared by the Chiefs?
No.
With all the recent history.
Yeah.
No. I think that Ravens team is tough.
No, the easy was the under. They had to win two games, and the Chiefs had to lose one game.
If I picked that, you don't get to kick me around like you.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you're doing it for me, man. Yeah. No, you pick these grandiose picks thinking that if they hit,
the team does better, man.
You're too selfish, man. I know you better than you know you.
You want these
grandiose picks, so if they hit, you get to sit here in your turquoise sneakers and go, "Look how smart I am." But they never hit. Learn your lesson, stupid. All right, you're 1-2.
All right.
But you got a chance to get even here. Because there was.
I had that leadoff home run.
The final pick.
Yeah, there was no bonus pick. So this will make you 500 on the playoff pick.
All right, let's do it.
Let's get to our final pick from Tommy here on CMF.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Over under 1.5 a rally at the end of the season in downtown Buffalo.
So no matter
lose. I mean, they could lose. I guess the question
after
would be
what?
If they
the
make
game.
It to the Super Bowl and lose, do they have something in downtown Buffalo for them?
Oh, I would think.
You think so?
Yeah.
When's the last team to lose and have something like that? I don't remember recently, Kimmy. I think you can make the argument that this team is so good and there are still expectations no matter what happens that if you went to the Super Bowl and lost, we're going to save it for when we actually win.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have
people.
You
don't think it would just organically, people would just show up?
You'd have like people at the airport showing up at the airport. But
I said downtown Buffalo.
Yeah.
So it has to be downtown organized. Yeah. That would be an organized by the city of Buffalo. Yeah.
All right, here, I'll give you this. 10 or more players, downtown. Whether or not it's organized by the city of Buffalo, if you have a gathering of 10 or more players with fans downtown, we'll count that as a rally.
Yeah, I think that would happen.
Even if they were to go to the Super Bowl and lose.
Yeah.
Okay, so to be clear, you are over 1.5 a downtown rally at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to argue that the pep rally to send them to Kansas City was the rally, there were zero players at the rally.
But people did greet them at the airport.
Literally said in there, airport doesn't count. Yeah.
But it's very close to the downtown.
I don't know. Actually, it's not.
It's very close compared to most cities.
Well, honestly,
damn near right next to the buildings.
Not as many people showed up to the airport as they have in the past.
Right.
Yeah, it was cold and late.
Yeah.
All right, so I would like to send a very special thank you as you went 1-3.
The Bills would have went to the Super Bowl. I would have swept.
Yeah.
Would have helped. Yeah.
Yeah. If my aunt was a man, she'd be my uncle. Or what's that old man saying?
If my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle.
No, that's too gross for me.
She can still be your aunt with balls.
No, look, I agree with you. Like, it's an old saying.
It needs to be updated.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Accept more people in these jokes.
But I would like to thank Mark, no matter what his aunt's situation.
Who's Mark?
Mark Diltz, has been following and keeping statistics on all of our picks all season long.
Oh, it's a Dilt stat?
So somebody's doing our job for us.
Absolutely, because I'm not smart enough to pull this
off. It's a Dilt.
So, excluding the picks you just made.
Yeah.
Okay. Final tally for the year. You made 105 picks all season long.
All right.
You had 33 correct.
Okay.
Which means you averaged 1.6 correct picks per week, which is abysmal, especially when we discover.
I think it's as good as anybody does on TV.
Danger, who is on the show with us every Friday.
How do you do?
He had 62 out of 100 picks correct.
He does all that deep research.
Not only did he have a 600% winning percentage out of 100 picks he made, he averaged 3.1 right picks a week. Out of 5 picks.
You should get a job in sports.
That's amazing.
That's pretty good.
Like, do you know the money you would make in Vegas if you put money down? That's amazing.
You should do it.
And you are terrible. Terrible? Amazing.
All right. Well, you need contrast.
Like, he literally, on average, had 2 more picks than you did every week.
Yeah, but that's all that. He does a lot of safe picks.
Well, and I feel like
you could also
I feel
that.
Like Tommy's bonus pick was a given. for the experts every week.
He's still average.
I think that bumps up the average. No risk.
Guy's named Danger. Doesn't take any dangerous takes.
Okay, let's take out the bonus pick. He still averaged one more right than you, baby. On a weekly basis.
I say you do Vegas. You stick it out.
Who's in Vegas? We're in Rochester. We got sportsbooks legal on my phone. Right. Saquon Barkley and his anytime touchdown cost me a $200 parlay last night. Thanks a lot, Quads. Happy birthday. Dick.
Quad.
I'm sorry. I overreacted. It was really fun watching him win the Super Bowl. All right, let's take a break. All right.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.